Welcome to UN and Africa. I'm Daniel Dickinson. This week in a special programme, we'll be focusing exclusively on the story of a remarkable woman from Uganda who was abducted at age 11 and then forced to become the wife of one of Africa's most feared and brutal warlords.
There was no way for me to pass the communication to my parents, but on the second night of the abduction, I observed them kill another abducted child who had attempted to escape. So that scared me so much that I had to just let go of the issue of escaping.
This is the story of Evelyn Amini. She's one of the more than 60,000 children who were abducted in East and Central Africa in the 1990s by the violent rebel group the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, led by the notorious Joseph Kony. I met Evelyn at the launch of her memoir, I Am Evelyn Amini, in New York, an event hosted by the UN gender agency UN Women.
The way I was kidnapped was when I was from school on my way back home, and I met the LRA along the way. It happened in Atiak in 1994, 25th of August. When we just left school, we were about five children, but only three of us were abducted because they only wanted very young children. They did not want any kids above the age of 15 years. They didn't tell me why they were taking me. They just told me on the very first day that they were taking me to Kampala. Then I asked them that, do we walk through the bush to reach Kampala? They told me that that was the shortest cut to reach Kampala instead of a road.
You were 11 years old. Is it possible to explain to me what was going through your mind?
It wasn't easy for me that day because it was the first time for me to see the LRA face to face, and it was also the first time that I had to carry heavy luggage.
Did you try and escape, or did you try and get a message to your parents?
There was no way for me to pass the communication to my parents, but on the second night of the abduction, I observed them kill another abducted child who had attempted to escape. So that scared me so much that I had to just let go of the issue of escaping.
That must have been absolutely terrible, watching a child, one of your peers, being killed.
It wasn't easy for me because it was the first time for me to observe how a human being is killed. I saw how they used a machete to slice the person, and ever since that day, the picture of how that person was killed remained on my mind.
Joseph Kony and his LRA fighters are infamous for their casual brutality. Some estimates put the number of people murdered by the LRA at 100,000. In Uganda and in Sudan, the Central African Republic and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where the group has reportedly been active over recent years. I asked Evelyn what happened when Kony decided to take her as one of his wives.
The first day that I met Kony was a very terrible day in my life because the people who had abducted me, they were fighting over who should take me as their wife. I was only 12 years old. The first time I met Kony, I didn't even know that he's actually the one, because I used to hear from my parents and others describing him that he is a short man who had very long beards. So when I was abducted, I kept looking for a man that had likeness like him.
How did he treat you?
It's not easy for me to describe that, but I will try to. When we reached Sudan, the moment I turned 14 years, that was the point he turned me into his wife.
Do you mean that he forced you to have sex with him?
Yes, he forced me to have sex with him.
And how many years did that continue for?
I spent 11 and a half years with him. Eventually, I got used to what was happening because I also used to observe other women going to his house to spend the night there. So I later on adjusted to the situation that maybe that is how it was.
You had some children with Kony, is that right?
It is true. I had children with him. I returned with two children, but the third child disappeared, and I'm still looking for that child today. I have no idea where that child is because the child disappeared in a battle. There was a big battle that was happening between a combination of different soldiers from Sudan and Uganda that had joined together to fight the LRA. It was in that battle that my child went missing. Up to date, I have not yet found the child.
The LRA's image of brutality was one Kony was keen to promote. Evelyn says he's a complicated person.
It is very hard to understand the character of Joseph Kony because when you are there, you can't even know that he is actually the person leading the LRA. It is very hard to understand his qualities because he had certain kinds of spiritual elements in him that makes it very hard to understand him. Besides that, he used to tell us that if you leave the rebellion to return home, you run risk of meeting bad luck.
Did you ever experience any kindness from Kony?
There are three moments of kindness that I saw in him. First, he saved my life when I was supposed to be killed. And secondly, at a moment when I was drowning in the river, he also came and saved me. The third moment of kindness that I saw in him was when a number of children were abducted in a place called Palabek in northern Uganda, when some of the child soldiers wanted to kill some of those kids that had newly been abducted. So he stopped the child soldiers and told them that no child 15 years and below should be killed. If any of you dares to do that, then you will be killed.
In recent weeks, there have been reports of renewed attacks by Kony and his rebels, particularly inside the Central African Republic, but they remain elusive. Evelyn was rescued by the Ugandan military in 2004 after 11 years of being held captive. A year later, she joined a peace delegation to negotiate an end to the LRA's 20-year insurgency.
You know, I've taken several years without being with him, and you know, as a rebel leader, he keeps changing his tactics, and he has very many tactics. So what I can suggest is for everyone to negotiate with him. I would also like to advise that if supporters of Kony and the rebellion can be identified and stopped from giving any further support, whether in the forms of arms or whatever support they give to make the rebellion continue, if they can be identified and stopped from doing that, because they are the ones who continue to support him and encourage him. It is hard to know what he wants, but the sense I got during the peace talks was he had interest in negotiating and maybe he could have even signed the peace deal. But then there were other behind-the-scene supporters who reportedly were misadvising him.
You're 33 now. You've been through a terrible ordeal. What's your motivation in life?
Thank you very much for that question. Even if I have gone through all this suffering, for as long as I still live, for as long as I still have my legs, I can walk, I can see, I can still do great things to bring about change in this world.
And what are those great things that you're planning to do?
Some of the great things that I can do, for instance, is writing down my story and sharing with the world so that they know that war is bad because it has very negative consequences on women and children. Secondly, I can also continue to advocate on behalf of women who have experienced the war like myself so that they can find closure, they can find change in their lives.
You can find more on Evelyn's story in her memoir called I Am Evelyn Ameny, Reclaiming My Life from the Lord's Resistance Army. This is UN and Africa. Thanks for joining us. I'm Daniel Dickinson.